Chazal say, Zois Chukas HaToyro, Hodom Kiyomus Goyer. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim, Elo Bemish Neim Misatzmo Yoleo. Ein Divrei Torah Miskaimim, Elo Bemish Neim Misatzmo Yoleo. So I want a little bit to explain. Maybe it's more from a little bit. We're holding in a tkufa. There is a milchoma in the Torah. It's a big milchoma. It's more nageya. So it's a little bit less nageya in the moment. There's a milchoma. They want to close the yeshivas. A lot of people don't understand. First, what is the milchama? What is the oimek of the milchama? A lot of people don't understand. Well, it's all different shittas in the Gedolim. He has to go to Manhattan, not to go to Manhattan. He has to make an Afghana, not to make an Afghana. What is the shoyrash hashayim? A little bit to explain. A little bit the hashkofa and the choyra and the whole tzuras advarim. People that are fighting the yeshivas, I'm not speaking about the bad people. The bad people just hate Torah. But the people that officially are not so bad people, they don't understand why we have to have yeshivas in the way that we have yeshivas. They know about choshev and balabatim that learn 8 hours a day. Choshev Balabatim that learn 10 hours a day. Some of them learn much more from a lot of yeshiva bachrim. Some Balabatim think that they're doing much more from a yeshiva bachrim that starts today 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, second say the 4 o'clock, and night say another half an hour somewhere. This Balabas feels, you know, he's a choshev Balabas. And he doesn't feel, why the yeshiva bachrim are much better than him? It's mamash bothering this Balabas. And it's not only bothering this Balabas, it's bothering sometimes some bachrim. I feel this Balabas, you know, wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, learns for 4 hours, then he comes back, 6 o'clock from work, takes a shower, goes to learn for another 4 hours, altogether 8 hours, and he himself looks at himself. He's not sure if he did 8 hours today. And again, for sure, the Bochel is not learning his Nish Beseda. I'm not trying to be matzlik. I'm saying that they don't understand, you know, as an army, you have to serve in the army, you know, as a country, as a war. It has to be taken care of. Only one group will fight, that's the fact. A year and a half, you serve, be a kosher army, and you go back to learn. What? We do it also, these people with this interesting Yarmulkes Taina, yeah? We also do it. So what is the difference? And you go to the tests, the Rabbanut, they know very good, they take 100 out of the test. They know, they have people that know every little poops. What is that? Says once when I have a Malka, but I heard from the Yid, said that you go from Farakaway to Lakewood, and every exit, as a town, where every town has big shuls, huge big shuls. Some of them have 1,500 seats. Empty, nothing is there. Nothing is there, empty. And he was wondering to himself years ago, Every one of these places was a shul with a chashev rav, with shiurim, and nothing stayed. Alt is butter. And in every place there was a little yeshiva with 20 high school boys living in the basement, and Ben Asdonin, they would sneak out to play basketball. All these places became Makom Torah. Passaic and Lakewood. And it's any place. What is the pshat? The place, 1,500 people, serious, not teenagers, and learning at Pesach Rashba with the Rav Shimon back and forth. These people finish Shas Nafayemi 5 times in these big shuls. It was Aloha Shirin, and nothing stayed in these towns. Only the places that they had yeshivas stayed. So I heard from Balabas from America, Choshev Balabas. What is the pshat? Odom kiyomus ve'oyer ein divratero miskaini elo b'misha mein misatzmo yoler ein divratero miskaini elo b'misha mein misatzmo yoler v'yaseidiv divratero miskaini es b'misha mein misatzmo yoler. What is the pshat mishem mein misatzmo yoler? Etz Chaim says mein misatzmo yoler means dead, completely. Mein misatzmo yoler. He doesn't have nothing else in his life. So I want maybe first to explain the hashkafe. Chas v'shalom, I don't want people to learn that you're allowed to be a yeshiva bachur who doesn't learn the whole day, but I want first. You know, it's important, I think, once that we will know the right hashkafa. The yesod of the yeshiva is nothing else chutz from Torah. What some bad boys will read a book by night, or some bad boys will shmooze ben asdorim, or terrible boys will shmooze doing seder, this doesn't make that in the yeshiva is something else important chutz from Torah. And the yeshiva is only one thing that is called Torah. It's the only thing that is in the yeshiva. The only thing that is in the yeshiva is Torah. The only thing. No else. Some guys are shlach. The balabos that is learning 8 hours and chas v'shalom, I don't need to take off from what he's doing. Maybe a Shemayim will get Tzchari for 8 hours, more from that Bacher that Shmuz is in the middle of Seder. But by him, Torah is not the most important thing in his life. Sunday goes to vacation. 6 o'clock goes to a restaurant. That's what happens when a bad Bacher goes to a restaurant. Yesh Lion. But the Yesod, his life is not Torah. He's a balabas. He lets himself to put a blue shirt on. No, he's a balabas. He's not claiming that he's sitting and learning the whole day. He's not claiming that. He's a balabas. While he's a balabas, and he's not claiming that he's sitting and learning the whole time, he doesn't have the name Misatzmo Yoler. We have the name Misatzmo Yoler. We choose is nothing else. It's only Torah. And that Hefter, if only Torah, Ein divrateir miskaimin elo b'misha mei misatzma yoler. Again, before the private people, this is the musik that we had yeshivas. There was a milchava even where they had a shayla to put limudei chol in a yeshiva. To learn math and these things in the yeshiva. They have college by night. Gdol Yisrael fought it very stark. Why to fight it? mother shachar. And he leaves yeshiva after 3 years and he goes to a course by night. So why he can't take the course when he's in yeshiva? It's not a yeshiva. A yeshiva is only one thing. Meinis atzmei olel. And this is be'etzem, the war. And I will explain it a little bit more. In between the people that are trying to fight with the yeshivas and the yeshivas. The yeshivas represent its only Torah. The only place, the only thing that is in this building is Torah. To learn, you learn, you eat, and you go back to learn. And you go back to learn. There's nothing else happening in the building. I remember when they had, you know, they had these chicken sales with the Zachen. Kevin was Shiva was in Sweet. You know, they said it's in the street, maybe you know, do it in the dining room of Yeshiva, you know. Make it much more Masuda. So Yeshiva is not a place to sell chickens. Yeshiva is not a place to sell chickens. Help being alive. So it's not a Yeshiva. It's a base of tambris. Give it a piece. Not a Yeshiva. We don't want to help the people. But the Mahusim Yeshiva was that is a place that is mainly Atzmo Yolel. This is what the Yeshivas represent. And this is the reason, like I said, in every town that was a Yeshiva, the town was Niskaya. I was a youth shul, 1,500 people in the shul. But, and it was Shiur Teira there. And this is maybe what the Yeshiva products in the end. You're right. But in that town, there was no mokrim, there was no metzias of meimis atzmeyole. It didn't have the meimis atzmeyole. The metzias of teres ain't divre teres miskaimim, elo the misha meimis atzmeyole. When a person is meimis atzmey, the meile. Giving it again, we never want to go into the machlekes of the gdolim. It was a big shaila in the Klal Yisrael. How is the way to fight it? It was a gzeira. Some say to go to riot, to make mechoes. Some shteiman, the Rosh Hashiva says to sit and learn. Everyone is wondering. Zochiv mechoes, zochiv tzaraka. Why only to sit and learn? Why to sit and learn is that it's. But the answer is, because the milchama now, it's a big difference when the milchama was any time. The Yevonim wanted that people would not learn. We had to fight the Yevonim. They had different gzeiros in Klal Yisrael. They wanted girls to take the girls to the army. Tznius Isha was a chiyuv to fight. The war now is only to break this system of Meimis Atzmo. They want to open Koinolim that in the afternoon will be a computer program. And again, I'm explaining what the people that are trying to do it, they say. And you know how much in Goliath try to make money by night? Open the Koinolim that the guys that really want to make money, give them 2 hours education, they could do computers. The Torah says if a guy feels that he needs money, he's a date. Work. Work 5 hours, work 6 hours. But the kohen of the yeshiva is kodesh kadoshim. We have to have a represent, we have to have Klal Yisrael has to have a mokum that does this Torah. Torah is meimis atzmo. Maybe the yeshiva Rav Shteiman holds that when they're trying to break such a thing, the real war is that the mokum that is called the yeshiva, that is called the meimis atzmo, the Oilam will try to become a bigger Meimis Atzmo Friday and Shabbos with a Mesiris Nefesh. And it's only Miknik Azach. Shteman is fighting for it. It's not only, he's not ready to make different Mechoas. Letters and Gdoyim and back and forth. I don't know if you know how much is going around. But the answer is one answer. It's a Meimis Atzmo. Now, I want to explain to you two things. We could speak now for another hour on the Ashkofa Shiva. And again, if you speak with the people that don't understand this Ashkofa of Memis Atzmo, they think that it's a Avla. And what they say? They say like this, the 1,800 Bachurim a year that really want to learn, well, let them to learn, well, the government will give them money so much, yeshivas will not have to collect money. And the rest that anyway are not interested to learn, let them to work, let them to study, help them. They feel they manage good people. These are because they claim, we are doing favor, we love the yeshiva Bachurim, we know how they're suffering and mismanaged, trying to help them to go out. This is what they really think. They really don't think that they're bad people. So we see the guys what they do Friday afternoon. We come to the Spanish, we see it's anti-Friday. So we're helping them. But they don't understand. The Mahus of Teira is Beimis Atzma. Like I started. Only a place that had a yeshiva had a queue. Lakewood was a yeshiva, was a queue. The Bronx, you know how much Teira was there? Nothing stayed. Every place that was yeshivas, everything stayed. Yehuda Sholach Lefonov to make a base of Talmud. But Achim HaKadosh and Yankim Avinu, well, why did he make yeshiva? Well, they didn't think of learning the whole time. The Teretz is again, but you have to have a mokum that is called a yeshiva. That this is the main is Atzmoy, and this makes what Teira B'mavshech and Klal Yisrael. And it's very hard to understand. I mean, the Balabas, you're right that maybe that guy that learns 8 hours with a blue shirt is learning more from a yeshiva bacher. It could be that specific guy who will get schar more from the yeshiva bacher and learns less. If he's packing out a good boy and he's not a maybe satsman. But don't say, so it's chaval that is a musig of the yeshiva, they're wasting their time in the koilel. Like these people say, they're wasting their time in the koilel. Well, they're in a place that is called Meimis Atzma. There's nothing else chutz from learning. I hear and there they do it, it's not a spirit. This is the kiyum haTorah. To have a place that is called Kuloi Torah. A man comes to Eretz Yisrael and he's in a koilo that the place means Kol Kuloi Torah. And he's a part of that place. This is the kiyum haTorah. And this is our Ashkofet. And it was proof to Doiros. It was proof. Every place there was no yeshivas, there was no Torah, I don't want to speak about different parts of Klal Yisrael, nothing stayed. And you see even the Mizrahi. But they felt Torah, yeshivas, open mind, everything is okay. Now it came in as a Milchama and Torah. They're not standing on the right side. Why are they not standing on the right side? They're not supporting the yeshivas. They hate the yeshivas. How it became? How it happened? They're also sitting and learning. They're not in the name is Atzvo. Ein divrei Teira miskaimim elo, elo, the Misha name is Atzvo. So this is a beginning of the Ashkofet. Of our yeshivas, and the person has to know it. And life struggles with this question. But I want to remove it to us. This is megiah to every person. The same way when we speak about Klal Yisrael, we understand, we see that G'dayli Yisrael opened yeshivas, made yeshivas, that it's a cheftzev, maybe it's atzmoy. Again, a guy can do more, a guy can do less. Oh, but the chefs of the yeshiva is called a Meimis Atzma. Every person separately that wants to be Zeichet the Teire has to be a Meimis Atzma. If you want to become a Talmid Chochem, if you want to come out special, if you want to come out something, you want to become a Choshev et Talmud Chochem. You have to be a Meimis Atzma. And a Meimis Atzma doesn't mean 5 minutes. A And a Mavis Atzmei doesn't mean 10 minutes. It's a Mavis Atzmei. And I'm saying it for good and for bad. I'll first say for good. Even if the guy will not learn every minute, he's a Shvacher guy. About the time that he's a Bacher, the time that he's doing this man, not so maybe as man in that. A Bacher goes away for Shabbos. No, Lama Zoru, not a little food here in Yeshiva, he's a little more food, Kenzan. He goes to Chveks Nishmur for Shabbos. What is the difference if I stay in Yeshiva anyway? I almost don't learn. So I learn 5 to 2 hours. No, okay, I'll stay up there at Kochava Shachar and I'll learn 7 hours. Yeah? He's not a main satsman. He's not a bintari. He's not a main Yeshiva. He's doing a couple of days here, then he goes back, oh, back to Friday Shabbos. But he goes, Ben Aslan, he plays ball. He's not a main satsman. See, that's what we play Friday. Yes, I am. Again, everything has the Gedolim. The guys, what's the difference? I'm the full, I'm the whole Seder there. From 1:30 till 3 I play. The whole Seder is there. From 7:30 till 8:30 I play chess. Again, a whole night Seder from 11 to 1 o'clock Goyish and music. And again, what is the problem? The other guys that looks very greasy near me learns less. He schmoozes doing Seder and that. He thinks his mom is a better boy. Except maybe in the Shema you'll get more schar. About it, you learn more, you get more schar. But the guy that is greasy and is not, is maybe satsman. He's maybe satsman. You don't want to hear it. This is what the Mizrahi don't want to hear about our yeshivas. They say, why not to close the mirror? This is what they say, why not to close the mirror? So we come on Friday, we see how much guys are sitting here. We come up to 10:30, we see how much guys are sitting here. Come 9 o'clock, we see how this fellow is back. So these couple hours, we'll put all these hours together, 6-8 hours learn together in the morning. Tanum, we'll give them a course, how to shoot. And we answer no. When you do it in the other way, it's not called Meimi Satsmai. So it's a big picture of a Meimi Satsmai, it's a small picture. This building is a building of Meimi Satsmai. There's nothing else in this building, put some learning. In the learning, one person takes it easy, one person takes it schwach, it doesn't make a difference. This is the Metzius of Mavis. And this Ledoiras proved Klal Yisrael. I'm not saying, they say that maybe 1%, 2%, 3%, of the chutz from 1%, 2%, 3%, all of the Gedolei Yisrael learned in Yeshiva. Can count on fingers people that decided, no, on my own, I will learn aloha, I will do this, and I will become a Talmud Chacham. It never happened. How from the Reb Shimon and the Ktzais became a Talmud Chacham? It's a good question. But the Metzius is like that. That's the Metzius. This guy learned good Ktzais, good Reb Shimon when he was a Bacher. Today he's a Poisek. Maybe he doesn't even know how to read a Reb Shimon. Yeah? But the answer is, of Shach's a couple times, the learning, the Ktzois, the Reb Shimon, this is the main Satsman. Some in a bigger amount, some in a smaller amount. We have to remember, Chazal say, Ein divreteire miskaimim elo b'misha main misatzma yoleo. So if a person wants to be matzliach, if a bochum wants to become a choshev a bochum, and sometimes he wonders to himself, where is his atzlocha? He doesn't have the Mavis. He doesn't have the Mavis. Bacher doesn't understand why sometimes I see a Bacher reach that mikro in the middle of Seder, I get so angry at him. If he reached that mikro in the middle of the Gemara, he's not Mavis Atzman anymore. The person has to have doing davening and he wants to look in his Gemara. If he has a big fire, he will check in the middle of davening, shot in the Gemara. It has to bother him. He has to care about it. So I'm saying, for good and for bad. For good is also a kula of it. You can learn the whole time, but don't go away Shabbos Tzfas. Don't go Shabbos away Kesaria. For sure not near the Dead Sea. What's the problem? I was here till Friday at 12 o'clock. Took a bus, came back. I even learned 2 hours in the afternoon. Last Shabbos was in Yeshiva, I slept the whole time. What's the problem? I'm Irish Golish. I don't see without glasses, and I took off my glasses, and I'm kosher, yeah? He doesn't understand. He's not a Yeshiva buff. He's a balabos, and one of the exits. Dear Nothing is left after 50 years. We don't know why, but this is the Metzius. It becomes Shvatz, the whole place. And in a place that is a yeshiva, it stays. It's a chazal. Ad shol mispalel shikonsu divoteich letechpiv, mispalel she'al ikonsu ma'adonis. Again, everyone has his level of ma'adonis. I'm not saying that you have to suffer. I'm not saying that you have to fast. But you have to know what is a yeshiva bach. So it's lekule that even if you can't do it completely, but you have the form, you have the misgeres. But lechumra is also, you have to be a mamis. You have to try to be a mamis. And the more that you're a mamis atzmai, you'll be zeichetake. So this is the oimek. I'm saying, you don't understand. I said, it's choshri, letters, that, you have to go to make a mechor. He says, you're right, if the war would be about Torah, you will yell. If the world would be tzmias, to be a parade, he would help to fight. The war is, they try to break the main misatzmon. They're not telling us not to learn. They let to learn, you go to America to learn. You can go to army and learn the whole day, they don't have a problem. But they wanted the yeshiva. If they want to break the yeshiva, the first thing that we have to do is more yeshiva. More yeshiva. Friday, Shabbos, more yeshiva. This is the knetch. And the reason he's fighting so sharp, Avshtevim, because it's good story. I'm not going now. He knows when people go to the Afghanis, so they feel they're doing something. He says, no, you're not doing something. We have to mechazik the yeshivas. It's a mak in the yeshivas. This is the noise that is in Klal Yisrael. So I'm saying, every person has to take it himself. The klolistik and the protistik. The klolistik, remember to be in a picture of a yeshiva. It doesn't make a difference if you're learning, you're not learning. You're in the yeshiva. And the prodig is to be a meimis atzmoy. The person to be a meimis atzmoy, Be'ezras Hashem, ein divrei Torah miskayim elo b'mi she meimis atzmoy olam.